Second Epistle of Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Paul, concerned with the things, how they're going to be after he's gone. In Acts, he had been very specific about how after his departing, Acts 20:28, he says, he's speaking to the elders of the church. He says, take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, episcopos, which is when we covered that in the first epistle of Timothy, overseers, or this is often translated bishops, to feed the church of God. Again, bishop like a shepherd, pastor, which he had purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every night, everyone, night and day, with tears. Think about that. Paul knew that men would come in, speaking perverse things of them own, meaning of the bishops that were alive in the time of Paul. He already expected perversion. And you know what? It happened. Maybe even to a greater degree than he expected. Maybe for the sake of Paul, the Lord had not revealed the extent to which that would be, because it would have broke his heart. But his work was not in vain. I tell you, faithful men have obtained the things that Paul written. This word has been passed down from Paul to Timothy to other men, down to me, and to other faithful men. And I know there are other faithful men. I know some of them. Faithful to what? I mean, in the sense of faithful to this word. Not faithful to a denomination. The thing is, you go to a denomination, you become that denomination. You speak the words that they teach you to speak. The doctrine they teach you to speak. And you're trusting that they're right. And, you know, one would like to think that they were right. I honestly, I would to God they were. I wish they were all right and I was all wrong. I do. I'd rather see myself damned and the rest of them all go to life. I would rest. I would sleep easy. Sleep easy anyways. But I'm not afraid of being wrong. Because I know I've been faithful to this word. I've been faithful to warn and exhort. Try to teach men how they ought to be. Be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. How do you be strong in the grace? Because, well, see, there's favor given to us of God. How are you strong in that? By trusting in that. You know, but when God has given us promises, if you start off with small faith, let your faith increase. You know, let that grain of mustard seed grow into a tree. Something big and strong. Something that the wind cannot topple. Something that is not tossed with every wind of doctrine. Being strong in the grace that is given you, meaning you take advantage of the grace that God has given you by being, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, be diligent in adding to your faith all the things which God has promised we would obtain by faith. Not just eternal life, but righteousness and godliness in this present world, which is the great profit he has ordained that we should profit in while we live on this earth, profiting in it. That men might see that the light of the life which is in Christ Jesus, which is in us, his life is hid in us because he is being formed in us. Let that be formed, that it may shine, that the people may behold our profiting. that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath called, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. What's this all about? Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's so hard to be righteous. I can't do it.
That's not the hardness you need to endure. That should be ultimate. That's all, you understand, righteousness, it's a gift of righteousness. It's a gift of faith. These are things that are gifted to you. The armor of God is a gift. Now, you have to train in it and practice in it and wear it. You know, you have to make war with it, to fight with it. Right? It means going on actually practicing the things. The hardness that comes is the enemies that come against you, and the persecution and the affliction that comes with the gospel of Christ. Paul had felt it. The man had been whipped and stoned almost to death, which is probably worse than being actually stoned to death. Imagine healing from that. I'll tell you what. A couple weeks ago, I was at a tool I was not familiar with, a certain type of table saw, and I stood at the wrong end of it, and a chunk of wood got fired out of that thing and slammed me in the leg. Man, that hurt. And it left a bruise that is tender over a week later. Black and blue. Now imagine being pelted and having all these rocks fired at you from every direction, and they stop because they think you're dead. Drag you out of the city and dump you. You get up, dust yourself off. Maybe God gave him some special healing. But still, he was hit. Believe me, the rocks hurt. It wasn't like, oh, that tickles.